Blog Talk Radio.
Don't ever
If you got it, it ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no one for guessing. So more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah, if I'm worth more than you could manage, yeah. Open with me, oh, we could be honest. Closer to me, oh, giving me silence. I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, we ain't doing this just for pleasure. Either let me or I'm a lesson. Go on.
I'm a game. Gentlemen, kings and queens, poets and poetess, or shall I say, poet greatness, you are tuned into the Full Real Entertainment Network, and tonight, Epiphany Radio presents for you, Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen Perspective. I am your host for tonight, Anonymity, along with my co-host, the sexy, sultry diva herself, Miss LaPearl. I'm going to try to get this one right. La Negra. I'm learning how to roll my tongue. Of course, the call-in number for tonight is 319-527-6300. Call in and catch a little inspiration, and as always, dial that one to be heard. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. I mean, why be average when you can be raw? And big shout out to our CEO, the author, Larry Maddox, aka For Real, the Poet Douglas. Tonight, the Crown Royal Lounge will be open, and the Purple Light Special is in full effect, where Vegas rules has nothing on us, so we'll be kicking our socks off. Before we begin that, we're going to jump into one more music selection, and I'll be waiting with my sexy co-host on the flip side to catch a little inspiration. I'll see you there. Stay tuned.
It was love at the sight, I know, from the way she looked at me. Her eyes said it all, long days and nights we spent. Children, but what about
welcome, welcome, welcome back. As promised, we are here. Another edition of Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Penn perspective, has officially begun. And it's been 2 weeks since we've been here together, but in between our journey, we had some very, very creative shows, very dope artists, very, very, very amazing poets, writers, artists come through and support Epiphany Radio. So I'll take a moment and just give all credit and give all flowers and kudos to you, the listeners, the callers, those who make this possible. And I want to thank you for being here tonight with us. And it is my honor, my privilege to bring in my sexy co-host, Miss La Perla Negra. Are you here with us this evening?
I am. How you doing tonight?
I am blessed. Wow, I can't believe it's been 2 weeks already. It's like I just blinked, and here we are here again. So I just want to welcome you to this platform because I don't think this show would be the same without you. I mean, I know this show is something where it's not designed to have a co-host, but you just seem like a fixture that's just meant to be. So welcome, Queen. How are you this evening?
Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I'm good, actually. Didn't get to see my what could have been our third co-host tonight, but actually a second co-host. But it's okay. It's all good.
I was actually looking forward for the little one to be here, giving us some vocals. I know the listeners are probably wondering who we're talking about. If you want to give a quick shout out to who we're referring to, for anyone who may be in the dark, I'll pass that over because unfortunately we're not going to have him with us.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I was talking about my beautiful heart and soul, my grandson. He's actually 5 months old now, and he has just discovered his voice. And he likes to engage us when we're on the radio here. His name is Ty, and he's a bundle of joy. He really is sweet.
Amen to that. Well, we're here. The show has begun, and there's a word that it's just a few hours old. It is now part of the Iron Sharpens Iron Dictionary, Inkspiration. Are you ready to discuss some inkspiration tonight?
Oh, I am. And I know our callers are as well, definitely.
And so inkspiration, it derived naturally from the word inspiration. As we know, part of this show talks about what inspires, how we inspire, how we used a couple weeks ago, we spoke about the accountability of our pen, the accountability of our craft, the accountability of our art, why we share, why we write, why we do what we do, take the time and, you know, how we dive in. And we had some challenges a couple weeks ago where people rose to the occasion. I mean, there was some things happening that completely blew me away. If you missed that show, I would say go back two Fridays ago, listen in to that show. It was some on-the-spot challenges, and we had people rising to the occasion, starting off the show, giving a topic, and by the end of the show, being able to bring them back with a brand new piece of ink. I mean, things of that nature is what sparked inspiration, another challenge for a poet who stepped out of her comfort zone and placed a video, you know, on social media, something that was asked and did it so beautifully and eloquently and needless to say, so many different things. And, you know, as these shows come up, I'll tell you, the way I actually prep for it is just to be free. Reminds me of how another poet, we talk about inspiration, another poet speaks of their writing style, or I'll say specifically his writing style, and being prompted to just take something, a concept. I mean, this poet, he'll write a poem, spit that poem one time for you and instantly archive it, because he talks about the authenticity of why he writes. It just, it's so many different levels that we're inspired and motivated from. So when we talk about inspiration, I just think that that word in itself is so fitting, especially to talk about what we do here on Iron Sharpens Iron. So, Miss La Perla Negra, as we talk about inspiration, if you just want to take a brief moment and maybe share a little bit about what that word means to you and how you feel about it, and why that seems, you know, why we agree that this will be a dope topic to speak about tonight.
This word takes me to the subject of things being your muse, because a muse is an inspiration to you. It's what prompts you to put pen to paper and bring out what's inside of you. My inspiration comes from everything in life, every single thing that I have experienced, everything that I see. I can get inspired for my ink to flow from anywhere. It could be a smell, it could be a sound, it could be a word that someone uses. It could be the whole conversation in general. It could be the sky, the clouds, anything. But that one word right there, it just says everything to me. And that's what that's how I take that word, inspiration. And I love it. From the moment that you said it, ladies and gentlemen, I can't take credit for this word. This is all anonymity right here. And it stuck immediately. You ever have somebody just say something and you never heard it before, but it feels familiar and it just feels right, and you just want to run with it and go with it? That's how it was when he said it to me.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that. It's authentic. It's fitting, and I do appreciate that, to know sometimes I know I can come from left field, and I always, I question myself. I wonder how that's going to be perceived. So hearing you say that, someone that I admire so much, I appreciate that, and I really hope that, you know, this word is only one of many of how we birth art through Iron Sharpens Iron. So I appreciate you saying that, and as both on that, I'm ready to get into this show. So inspiration is real, and I was just wondering, do you have something that's ink inspired to share with our callers, our listeners this evening, and bless the mic for us?
I absolutely do. This is an older piece, but the way that I see poetry, it's timeless. So this is called Ready for Growth.
Well, Queen, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I now understand that it is possible to witness or observe a behavior objectively for what it is, without unnecessarily being that yourself. And this shall remain true of both positive and negative interactions. A lotus flower grows in muddy water, yet rises above the surface to bloom with remarkable beauty. A diamond forms under extreme heat and pressure to become the hardest, most exquisite jewel. Patience endures time to emergence of ultimate peace. These things all had to grow through harshness and the hardest of conditions. Came out beautifully stunning, cherished rarities. But just as beautiful emerged from and for those situations and conditions, my love has developed out of a lifetime of abuse and struggle. Physically, mentally, spiritually, I have fought and overcame. Targeted by deceitfulness, intentional wickedness, being shunned and exiled, jealousy, and pure hatred. all from ones who claim to have loved and cared for me. Because, see, I used my heart out of believing it would make the world feel better. One user at a time. And my fee, simple smile and some laughter. Until I started to see something in me that my heart didn't recognize. Yet from these things endured emerged the biggest heart in me. And yeah, I've questioned spirit. Why bless me with a heart always ready to be loved, always open, always seeing the beautiful part of the beast instead of with one blackened and hard as stone? Well, my answer was that I still deserve to be loved, and in time, I came to understand that. But I don't want to just fall in love, because I've been put down and let down way too long, finding myself to be the only one in it. See, I love me already. I come from love. I am ready for love. I want to grow in love and have someone to share in it with me. And that's that piece.
Wow. What a way to start the show. So let's take a moment and talk about what we just witnessed with you tonight.
Okay.
We witnessed your heart spilled on paper. I personally closed my eyes and, oh my goodness, when words spill emotions and you can't do anything else but sit in silence and go to where the author, the artist takes you to. I felt every word of that. And then you caught me by surprise, because as many times as we had an opportunity to share in poetry, share in conversation, I had no clue whatsoever. When you took that line and you sung it for me, it just elevated that poem that I didn't think. I mean, there's nothing but I can say but just a sheer masterpiece that wasn't intended to be something that had to be overly dramatic. It was simply heartfelt, simply beautiful, and well expressed. I don't think there's enough words that I could say to give it the flowers that it deserves, except I felt that poem. We talk about inspiration, and you spilled that ink. You did that, Queen. I appreciate that piece. I've never heard that before. And you said that was an older piece. Well, it was new to me, and I would love to have a copy of that. No, I can't even have a copy. I would love for you to send me a recording of that piece, because I have to always hear that in your voice. I want to thank you for that on behalf of our listeners. Tonight, we thank you. That was everything for me.
Thank you. And it would be my pleasure. Wow, that was awesome. Thank you so much for that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, every once in a while, I throw a little tune in there. I'll try.
I didn't have an idea. I mean, sometimes things happen on this show, you know, on Epiphany Radio, that it just comes out the blue, and I didn't know. So, wow, caught me off guard. But you got a little voice on you too, huh? Didn't know that.
Oh,
I got secrets.
I honestly don't see it. I just throw it in there because that's just me. But thank you. That's inspirational. That's inspiration right there for the rest of my pieces that I'm going to do. Thank you so much. Now, my wonderful host of this show, we are definitely anxious to hear what you brought for us to listen to tonight. Because I know you got something.
I know you do. You got an arsenal. You know, actually, for the show Inspiration, I did not know where we were going to go tonight. But I decided I know exactly where we're going to go. And I'm going to actually start this off by giving credit to a poet I haven't spoken to in quite some time. But he wrote a poem for another poet who just happens to be married to my godbrother. And she's the one who shared it with me. She said, "Do you want to know the poem that changed my life?" And she read this poem to me. And I remember when she read it, I was in awe. And I said, "Rewind that." And she said, "What part?" I said, "The whole thing." And it inspired a poem to respond to it. And it's all in reference to her. So there's a few references, and I'll share both pieces if I may, and then we're going to get into our callers, not spending too much time here. This poet wrote in reference to, you know, one of my besties, and I call her my sister, and she always uses references such as, "When he looks at you as if he has seen God." And she'll speak on it, or she'll say, and I believe the poem begins, and she'll speak on it. So when you hear those references, know that these are personal references. But I'm going to start out with the poem that he wrote, and I'll let you know when my part comes in. And this poem is written by Shy, S-H-Y-E, Kit Shy
Martin. The mic is yours.
Okay. "I know what happens now. She will write. She will write with whatever her quill could manage, dipped into the ink of a half-broken heart, cupped in her palm, beautiful words streaming tears down the walls, bleeding through pages, eyes swollen from crying. I press my forehead against the wall adjacent to where she was standing, only because she was so proud. I wouldn't face her, only whispered under my breath, 'Go and poet.' And I'm sure the poem starts, 'Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye, I love you,' or something like that. Proud but poorly scribbled over and over again, 'Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye,' forging her convictions to convince herself that she means it this time, unless you do, you, always snatching back pretty words once to the nape of her neck as you pried open wounds with your cursed tongue, breathing heat under her skin. She loved you. Through her pain, she gave you pieces of her, literally gave you pieces of her, and bit by bit, she became just as fascinated, fidgeting with her breaking points, the same bad habit she hated you for. She was hurting. And I'm sure somewhere along the way, she grew tired of thinking you would change or tired of waiting to accept the fact that you wouldn't. Either way, I bit my tongue as I read her poetry. Well, what was legible anyway, and fought against calling her bluff, knowing she stood behind me awaiting my response, some form of affirmation I couldn't give her, because I know what happens now. She'll repair the walls, paint them some off shade of white or blue or burgundy, maybe even a crown royal purple, because she can't stand to be reminded of the punk drunk's poetry that cursed you underneath it all. Since she still loves you beyond reason, with every excuse you ever gave her, yes, I know what happens now. She will write." My response to that piece: "I know what happens now. He will write, compose his sorrows through pen strokes, 1,000 memories of what ifs torment in his mind. He will reach for her, realize she's gone, clutch at the pain-stricken jokes and packing his chest, he learns what a heart attack feels like. The tiny vessel circulating blood to his heart has been severed, his lifeline. The one that beats for all that matters has flatlined. The moon which gave him light has darkened. He comes face to face with his reflection of karma, realizing what losing your purpose feel like. He'll begin to compose sorrows upon her stage, understanding now exactly why she writes every heartfelt poem. Every solemn plea she has ever written echoes in his mind. The reservoir which used to hold back tears overflows as if his heart is being bled to death. The song of her angelic voice, pleading so clearly now, such beautiful words reciting. And I'm sure the poem starts. When he looks at you as if he has seen God, you will ask him, is this how it feels to say goodbye? He'll recall the last time she looked at him, falling on bended knee, begging just to have her best friend back. He'll remember how she smiled through storm cloud eyes, trying to regain control of the poem she once deemed her life. He'll think about every love letter ignored, now being recycled into his own words, realizing that she is no longer present to listen to anything he has to say. So I know what happens now. He will write. Praying on bended knee through solemn prayer, tears steady streaming down the walls of prideful ignorance, while putting pen to paper as the lump forming in his throat feels like suicide. And I'm sure his poem will begin. Tonight, my poem ends. Damn, she walked away. And peace.
Damn. Yeah, let me tell you something. All right, first, I got you a clock. Listen. You are not just a poet that spits. You are a performer with your voice and your flow. You push so much power behind your words. With your different levels, you can go up and down and back and forth and side to side with your words and your phrases. And I'm in awe listening to you. This is why I'm such a fan of yours. You said, wait a minute, what was it? Whatever her can stand of her and a half-broken heart. That line right there, that half-broken heart, I am always working with a half-broken heart. But because the way I am designed, I have immeasurable love to give. Just because you have parts of you that are scarred over from pain, that does not mean that you can't still give the most. And then some. I love this. I love this. And to know in your response to your response piece that everything that he said led up to, before you even got to the end of it, it led up to you knowing that he lost her and he realizes what he had after he lost her. And his words are trying to reach out to her, but they're falling on deaf ears. That is absolutely beautiful. I love it. I love it. Now y'all see why I'm a fan.
I appreciate it, but I have to give credit where credit is due. That line dipped into the ink of a half-broken heart. That was Shy's words. Like when I heard this poem, and I asked it to be rewound. I didn't even hear Shy. She spoke to it, and she spoke this poem. She said this is the poem that changed her life. We talk about inspiration. That ink that was written inspired. I didn't know where I was going to go with it. I just knew I had to write. So that, first and foremost, I appreciate everything that you said. I'm grateful that it's enjoyed. I'm thankful that I'm appreciated as it's reciprocated, but this is what this show is all about. So I thank you, Queen, and as I look at the studio tonight and I see the hands that's up, I want to take a quick moment, and I want to do another station identification, and then I just want to jump into tonight's show. But I want to thank you for your piece. I want to thank you for your kind words. I want to thank you for inspiration. I want to thank you for being here. And I'm ready to get into this show. So if we can get into a quick station identification, and then we're going to keep this party rolling. You with me, Queen?
I am. If you give me 1 second, because my, you know, y'all know how these electronics. I think I found something. Here we go.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, poets, poetess, and poet greatness, you are tuned into the Full Real Entertainment Network. And tonight, Epiphany Radio presents for you Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen's Perspective. I am your host, Anonymity, along with my co-host, the sultry, sexy diva, queen, royalty herself, Miss La Perla Negra. The call-in number for tonight is 319-527-6300. Of course, call in, be inspired through some inspiration, or even better yet, press 1 to be heard, to inspire, to inspire, to motivate. And tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Shout out to our CEO making this possible, the one and only author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, my brother. And the Crown Royal Lounge has just opened. We got the Purple Light Special in full effect. And as you know, Vegas rules has nothing on us, so feel free to kick your socks off. And we're about to open up these lines and get into some dope-ass poetry. I'm excited. I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting all day for this. Miss La Perla Negra, are you ready to get these lines open?
Oh, I'm so ready, and we got another amazing artist getting ready to get on the mic here. So I'm going to open up this microphone to Poetic. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. How you doing?
Oh, man, I am doing phenomenal. My brother, Anonymity, La Perla Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man.
What's good, my brother?
Oh, man. Feeling good, man. Just listening to your pieces, listening to y'all have this conversation about inspiration and dynamic ink, both of you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Listen, coming from you, you know, I gave a quick disclaimer in the beginning about some of the dope artists, some of the poets that inspire me. That inspire me, and there was a reference that I spoke about a poet who writes on prompts and brings it to us as authentic as it is written, and then archives it. And for anyone listening, if they wonder who I was speaking about, ladies and gentlemen, Poetic. So you, my brother, I didn't know. Fridays, usually you can't catch the show, so it's definitely an honor and a privilege to have you here with us tonight.
Yeah, I'm honored to be here. Right after next week will be my last Friday I'll be able to catch a show, Friday night show. But I will always catch the playback, and I thank you for the accolade, and it humbles me, you know. But you, brother, like LaPearl and Negra said, brother, you inspire me as well. And that piece that you did tonight, man, you are definitely a performer, brother. Definitely a performer. Mm-hmm. And it was so good to meet you in person, bro. Let me just tell you, man, so good.
Brother, listen, it's just one of many meetings that we shall have. This is family. You know, I know the other half of the show, the Get Down show, is not feeling the greatest. I actually reached out to him, check on him this evening, you know, let him know that if there's anything that he needs, I'm here, but I'm on a drop of a dime,
absolutely,
I'm there, because this is what family does. So,
that's,
you know,
right,
hearing
that's
you
right
here, knowing that our other brother, not to mention for anyone listening, I just got to give this, put this out there. You know, as we have Poetic on the line, one half of the Get Down show, and he does some other things. He'll give us a full rundown. My start on Epiphany Radio came through the Get Down show, and it was, you know, Poetic who, you know, one half again of the Get Down show that gave me an opportunity to come in. It wasn't just myself. Hosted a contest because he really, really, really is about this art. And I happen to prevail against some really amazing poets. So, King, it is an honor and a privilege to have you join the Get Down show. I mean, I'm sorry, from the Get Down show onto Iron Sharpens Iron.
Yes, sir.
And,
yes, sir.
Like you said, man, you know, meeting in Philly, but you're here. So let's talk, if you don't mind. I would really love to hear this from you as we talk about inspiration.
Sure.
You know, we talk about how you compose poems that, you know, you write it, you put it down until it's time to spit it, and then once you spit it, you archive it. So maybe share briefly, as I know you have something dope for us tonight, maybe share with us a little bit about, you know, inspiration for you, what inspires your ink, and how you use your ink to inspire others.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. You know, inspiration for me comes from everything, life. Everything around me is a poem. That's how serious I am about this art, how serious I am about inspiration and inspiring others. And funny thing is, I say this often, is that most of the inspiration prompts me to write, but I write for me. I write for me. And the audience, my readers, my listeners, my fans, didn't even know I had fans, but they're out there. They are the beneficiary of the writing, meaning that they get to benefit from what I scribed, even though it's for me. And I think that as an artist, the moment that you can get to that, you can have that Erykah Badu moment. I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my ish, but you got to take that off and be like, you know what, I really don't care what you think. This is for me, but I'm going to share it with you. And, man, you don't know how many times I've been listening to shows as a fan, even when I'm hosting, and I might write down a line that someone says or a few words or their thought process behind the piece and use that for another piece because it inspires me that much. I mean, that's why I love hosting. That's why I love being at these shows, because you guys inspire me, the poets, the listeners, the hosts. You guys inspire me greatly. So I just hope I return the favor and I inspire somebody else.
You know, brother, I'm sure my co-hosts would chime in as well, but you said something in your explanation. You said you can hear a line You can hear a line in someone's piece, and that can inspire an entire poem. And I can't even begin to speak about how many times that has occurred for me. Miss La Pearl and Negra, how, you know, has that happened to you? Do you find that, you know, similar inspiration where you hear a line in someone's piece and it just takes you to, it just takes you to compose and create, you know, another piece for yourself, you know, as poetic as speaking?
All the time. All the time. Tonight I grabbed some out of what you were spitting, out of both pieces that you did. Definitely. It's like Poetic said, everything is poetry. Everything. It could be anything and everything. And as far as you having fans, dude, come on now. I know you got to know you got fans. You better stop playing. You know, like, what they say, I know you effing lying. You better stop playing, man.
I have to say those things because there's nothing like a big ego, and I never want to have a big ego. So I make sure that I always keep myself in a certain space. I don't like that. That's why you rarely hear me talk about myself. But I just, you know, I would rather talk about someone else than myself, if that makes sense.
I absolutely yes, it does. It makes complete and total sense. And I definitely understand being humble. Plus, it brings about good energy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, as I love the as you hear how humble. How humble one of the dopest artists can possibly be, talking about know about that he has fans. Brother, I am a fan, okay? I've been
fan
long before I was calling into the show. I was listening to Epiphany Radio, hearing you spit pieces, kind of nervous on my own at a point in time where I was, like, just afraid to call in, and there were certain names that come up, and I would hear these names, and I would feel the butterflies kind of rushing. I would feel the heartbeat start to drum roll because I didn't know what was coming, but you just ready for that roller coaster ride to take you places, punchlines, metaphors, similes, you know, just, and then to take it and wrap it all up. That's something that you do. So I love, 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 and as we always, always, always should remain humble, because this art is gifted to us for like-minded, like-hearted individuals. This is gifted. But, brother, I love that you're humble in it, but you, sir, are a beast. And as I say that, I know you have something to inspire others, including myself, tonight. So I'm going to take a moment, because we can go all night on this discussion, but as the listeners, myself, I know I waited some time for this, to have you bless this particular show and to be our first caller. Brother, I'm going to get ready to hand you the mic. Now, I got to just give a quick disclaimer. Two weeks ago, I owe our CEO quite a few mics because our artists kept heating them up and they melted them on stage. And I'm in debt, okay?
Okay.
So when you touch the mic tonight to inspiration, okay, any mic that gets that hot, you're going to have to work that out yourself, because I'm still in debt to our CEO, for real, and I'm just putting that disclaimer out there.
Appreciate it.
Just getting the show started, okay? I'm going to hand you the mic.
Hey.
I'm going to step out to the right.
Thank you.
The mic belongs to you, sir.
Appreciate it. Has anyone ever thought about the word paint? Have you ever thought about the word paint? Have you ever thought about it?
Yeah.
Do you know that in the word paint, there's a very word that you can see so clearly, and it's pain? So the title of my piece tonight is Can of Paint.
Okay. Well, brother, the mic is yours. Take us on this journey. Again, there's some butterflies. I'm gonna step out your way and let you do your thing.
Thank you, my brother. The stain of my tears painted the walls. So many color hues that rise and fall. With each burst of emotions, different patterns of relativity-composed revelations. That through the earth's core, the mixing of primers begin to become well-blended yearning for more. More hues of vibrancy that doesn't appear temperamental. Just to prepare a canvas of my mental that gets fully blown out of proportion when all I'm trying to gain is contextual clarification. While my tears just seem to flow, she is an unblemished brush waiting to show that she is willing to be dipped in the liquids of life with me. No matter what color of emotion it may be, all she wants is my color palette to flow into her. Because she is a waiting blank portrait, and I've never been introduced to a love that wants to embrace my negatives and force my painted tears to become positives. Her soul is encrusted in diamonds, and I want to get rich, just as the needle and thread is as to stitch and rip a hole or tear. But right now, I just want another coat of paint that will take away the pain swelling in my throat. I'm trying to find a reason to enjoy the rainbow that represents a promise from God, so I know that I'm a flawed can of paint that's filled with colorful tears looking for a love that can't wait. But I must wait for this kind of love. This kind of love. And that's that piece.
Wow, brother. Let me say, okay. First and foremost, I love where you began when you asked about paint. And then you took a root word that's inside that word. And no, I never took time to see it that way. But your poem, your piece tonight, was nothing short of a metaphoric genius written piece. It was a roller coaster of metaphors that did nothing shy of painting a picture. You spoke of paint, you brought in the primers, it was metaphorically gifted. Bravo to that piece.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Bravo. That was just nothing short of amazing for me. Before you do retire that piece, if you don't mind, either share it on the event page or drop it in my inbox. I know how you like to retire pieces early on, but I need to embrace that one again. So bravo to that, and definitely waiting on I got to read that again. So love everything about that piece. Miss La Perla Negra.
You know what, man? You always, not only do you use metaphors, but I kind of like envy just a little bit because you can rhyme. In every last one of your pieces, you rhyme, put them together, and you paint your story. Speaking of painting, you said contextual clarification, painted tears, a love to embrace your negative. Those are all beautiful metaphors that you use to paint this awesome picture. And it's some pain in there, but you still find a way to make us see it in a beautiful light. And you know I'm a fan. I don't ever want to hear you say that again. You didn't know. Okay, we are all right. We get the humility.
Mm-hmm.
We get it. But do trust me, you got major, major fans. But I have learned a lot from you. And I am, you know what, I really, really appreciate this piece. This is an awesome piece. As always, though, I mean, you always bring it like this. Always.
If I told you where this piece came from, you wouldn't believe me.
Fun.
Well, now you have to share that, right? Now you got to listen.
Yep.
You know how you take a shower and you got it so hot and steamy in there and the walls sweat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it came from. Seeing those water drops on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Resting
mm-hmm.
on that paint.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask one question before you go? What particular line jumped off when you first saw those drops of water on the wall, of the shower wall?
Oh, man. It was actually the first line, the very first line.
Mm. Wow.
The very first line.
Mm. Awesome, Steve. Awesome.
Listen, brother, that's definitely awesome ink, but I have to touch on something that LaNegra said. She said about how you rhyme, and I just have to touch base because, you know, as we all talk in the Iron Sharpens Iron show, you know, seeing it from a Royal Pens perspective, I often hear poets jump into pieces and some of their rhyme sounds forced. In my opinion, some of their efforts to rhyme pieces, you can almost hear that it's forced. It's almost like in some cases, you know, it's like I would say not to do it, but you're different. You're definitely different. When I listen to your pieces, because I definitely agree that there is a cadence of rhyme within your pieces. But I have yet to hear you bring a poem that I said, that particular rhyme sounds forced. You have a gift in that regard. Like, it doesn't come off forced. It comes off authentic, and it gives it a certain mm-hmm. type of cadence that I've come to expect from you. And as we talk about the expectations from the artists that we hear, I talk about the butterflies that I get, the drum roll in my chest that I get, because mm-hmm. I do get an expectation as I look at some of the names that's on this list that's calling in, some of the poets that I have, you know, come to know over the airwaves. There is an expectation that comes with it. So
right.
I just wanted to right. touch on that because, you know, the way that you rhyme comes through so authentic and so effortlessly that it is a nothing more than being appreciated from someone like myself who has nothing but love and passion for this art. And, you know, we talk about the inspiration. My God, I mean, you were in the shower and that piece came from looking at the water drops from the shower hit the wall.
Yes, sir.
Yes, poetry sir. Is all around
you know, us. You know, when you talk about the rhyme scheme, I believe that you can't just love words if you want to rhyme and it not be forced. You have to fall in love with the words.
Mm-hmm.
That way it will make you want to know more words than just what you're used to using. And it'll open you up, open your poetry up, open your vocabulary up. Some of it, I mean, there are words that I still don't know, you know, and I'll use large words in my pieces just to bring awareness to a word that you also can use to mean some of the same things. So you have to fall in love with the words. Don't just love the words, fall in love with them.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Well, brother, listen, before you go, we can do one or two things. I don't know how long you can hang around. I know you're a busy man, and you probably already got the next three poems floating in the back of your head that you're anxious to put pen to paper. So would you rather get the rundown now of what we have? Because for ladies and gentlemen, this also happens to be our station manager. Or we can bring you back a little bit later and have you give the rundown of the Epiphany Radio Show. What do you just the call
nah, I can,
is on
you? Know,
you
I can do it now because I want to just sit back and be inspired.
My brother.
So yeah, I definitely could do it now. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Poetic Therapy with your host La Pearl LaNegra. Sunday night, y'all, is going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is going to be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, y'all, is going to be War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, y'all, is the Erotic Love Zone with those sexy divas of Epiphany, Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night, y'all, is the Get Down with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly. And then next Friday night, y'all, it will be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, and Trisha Stanberry. So make sure y'all tune in. Anonymity, La Pearl La Negra, back to you.
Wow, you talk about a rundown. You talk about a rundown. In case anybody missed it, that's called 7 days a week.
Yes.
Always here to get inspired, inspired. So
inspired.
There we are.
Yes,
well, listen, King, we got the Crown Royal Lounge open. We got whatever your twist is happening in there. We got a place to kick your socks off.
Yeah, I'm
we
on
got
my
whatever
way.
You sipping on. We
yeah, I
even
need
got whatever you might
beat.
Be burning on, and I got something special for you too. I got you a cheesesteak sitting back there. This is
my
where it comes
man.
From.
Oh, nah,
I got
man.
Over here. I got
yeah.
I got something special over there, so it's sitting back in the cut for you, my brother.
Man. Let me give you my for real, the poet. Shaboing, baby, baby. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, listen, man, go ahead.
Yo, King,
I got you something over there in the cut. I ain't going to say it back over here on the airwaves, but I'm just going to say that it's in a two-piece two-piece little string thing with some 6-inch spike stilettos
waiting
to cut there, too. I knew you was coming when I seen you on there. I called them out. Go enjoy
yes.
yourself.
Right. I'm on my way.
Yeah, we got a few people coming. So one love, one mic to you.
One
King.
Love, one mic to you both. Take your socks
one
off.
One love, one mic.
Wow. And so the show has begun. Poetic. I knew when I seen it was going to be on fire, man. I ain't even telling me only for a mic, but I'm going to live for real, handle that one. What we going to do is we definitely going to keep the ball rolling here. We got somebody else, I'm sure, sitting in the cut. So, Miss La Pearl La Negra, who do we have on cue coming on in to Iron Sharp as Iron?
Well, we go from a poetic to a mind dancer. Joe the verbal mind dancer. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Joe, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. Good evening, La Pearl La Negra. Anonymity, how you feeling, brother?
What's good with you, my brother? What's good with you, King? How you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. I'm just chilling, relaxing, you know?
You know, again, starting off the show, I spoke about the show a couple weeks ago. And, you know, we spoke about some challenges, some prompts that we did. We had some poets do some amazing things. And you, sir, happened to be one of those poets. You did something that just completely blew us away. You started off our show. We threw a prompt at you. And you said you were going to have something by the end of the show. And it was amazing because we talk about some things, the universe stepping in and just some things that are fate that are meant to be. And we had so many callers on the line without wanting to cut anyone short. And we didn't even, you know, we were behind the scenes trying to say, wow, we got a lot of people to get in. And when I make a promise, I come through. And yet still had enough time to loop back around and get that piece. And my goodness, brother. For what you took within 2 hours to put ink to pen, felt like something that you have been working on for the past 6 months. Amazing ink. So to have you here talking about inspiration, my God, I don't think they're ready. And I don't even know what you got for us. But giving us a moment to talk about inspiration, what does inspiration mean to you?
Oh, exactly what it says, man, you know, because I get inspired by a lot of people's poetry out there, you know. You know, I've been inspired by several poets, you know. So that is inspiration, man. And listening to Brother Van out there, you know, he definitely inspires, you know, for sure.
Oh, listen. Talking about Van, talk about poetic, man, or however you want to know him as. I mean, that brother right there, I have to agree with you totally, man. He just sat up here, blazed the mic. I got a fresh one getting started. I'm about nervous, man, because, you know, I already put a disclaimer. You're going to spit on the mic tonight, and if that thing gets set on fire, you got to deal with For Real himself. He already got me in the pocket. It's going to take me I'm working hard, and I've been busting my ass trying to pay for these mics that keep getting melted in me. And I'm afraid now that, you know, I got fire extinguishers because I'm starting to see flame to the doggone state. So, I have a little mercy for me. Right now, I don't make that much money, man. I'm a sensitive artist and a broke artist sometimes, and I'm just find myself digging in a hole. But I love this thing that we do. So if that's what it takes, I'm all for it. But, man, listen, you here with us tonight. Again, there go them butterflies. There's that drum roll in my chest. And you, Joe, the verbal mind dancer, your name alone speaks volumes for what you do. So I'm not even going to take time out and just hold you off, man. I'm just going to step out of your way. I got a brand new mic for you. Now, when you touch it, it comes with a disclaimer. You set it on fire, you melt it, the stage burned down, any of that happened. That's between you and For Real. We have to agree on that. We good?
Yeah, we good. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, Ken, you coming through clear. So with that being said, the mic belongs to you.
All right. Iron sharpens iron, except when forged with forgery. It's hard to stay sharp with exploited poetry. But when the kiln is hot and the ore is poured from the flow in me, I'll bring the hammer down and bang out mighty swords to free. To free or not to free, is this really a question? 400-something years and we're still second-guessing. We're still laying to rest men who were just out enjoying their blessings. Who's going to be next when there are so many unanswered questions? 40 acres and a mule is useless for the next gen, when the highest level of government are removing all the tech sent. I never got a memo from them old sons of slave owners. They still own the plantation, and the few of us are still trying to own the corner. It's hard to be a homeowner in a neighborhood that disowns you. Go west, young man, like it's different in California. Iron sharpens iron. Give me something to write to. Keep the jive out your scribe, and sincere will invite you. In retrospect, as I reflect, this show's about to ignite soon. I own the rights to the alphabet, and let's not forget I might sue. I'm inspired to write fire, and you may too. Just don't copy, and if you're inspired, it's okay to say who. Great minds think alike, and this I understand. There are common titles in everybody's stash. Don't word for word me like you never heard me. That shit just makes me mad. Iron sharpens iron every other Friday. Spit how you want to, just don't spit it my way. Get it on the wordplay. Get in on the wordplay. Get in where you fit in, just do it your way. Poetry is like the eyes of a painting that follow you. I switch gears when I flow and say one love, one mic to all of you. One love, one mic to all of you. I don't need an echo chamber. Don't make me chamber around. Shot fired at the crowd. Maybe I'll calm down, but tonight, iron sharpens iron. So earn your inspiration crown. Boom.
What the that way? Yo. Yo. Oh, my goodness. Come on, man. Like, how authentic can you get? It don't get no better. Like, yo, you are, I feel like when you come out here and you do a piece, man, I'm ready to go to battle with whatever we need to go with, because you are designed to lead a nation. Like, I woke up this morning getting ready for work, and I don't know what channel my TV was on, But it was the part of Malcolm X when he marched into the police station, and then from there they went to the hospital, and how they were organized, and it was so much power in that scene. That's what I feel when you spit, and then the authenticity of like iron sharpens iron. Like, you give a mantra to the show. Number one, it's an honor to have you spit a piece like that, to sit back and, you know, I pay attention to everything, man. We talk about inspiration, man. You talk about that, like what you just did. I'm sitting up here, I'm the host of the show, and you just inspired me to have to create something so profound for this show, to put as such a signature, because you sign off on it every other Friday. And I know, I mean, I listen to the playbacks. I don't often get to catch the shows because of my work schedule, but I listen to the playbacks when you get a chance to get out there. And it's just phenomenal, Ink, man. We talk about inspiration, brother. I am inspired. Know you did that for me. Know that piece did that for me. Once again, we talk about the expectations. Somebody once said expectations only set you up for disappointments. I beg to differ. When we got people such as yourself coming through, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, knowing that you're going to bring something so authentic, so real to this stage, to this platform. Nah, you owe for real money for a mic on that one. You owe that, but I'm glad that you did what you did with that mic. Awesome, Ink. Miss LaPearl LaNegra.
And Joe, you're a beast. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, you're a beast. Your pieces, as I always say, are wake-up pieces. And I know they piss some people off, because you got some out here that still like to sit under that little umbrella of denial. It's a comfort zone for them. Wait a minute. You said they still trying to own the plantation and we're trying to own the corner. So many of our people want some sort of identity in this world. And because it's been so much brainwashing, whitewashing, mind control, they grab at whatever little piece that they feel they can own and call it their own. And, you know, that corner thing, that's one of them. It's a lot about territory. Man, this piece, I could go on and on about this piece, but we got other callers. But, yo, you know I'm a fan. You are a beast. I dig it. And you got, you're another one that performs, because you push your words with so much power. It's like you got to sit up. When you get on the mic, you got to sit up. And you're like, damn, right? Sitters. You know, this is what you get out of people when we hear you spit. So I appreciate that piece, man. That was dope.
Oh, thank you, LaPearl LaNegra. I appreciate that, Queen.
Brother, I can't say enough about what you do, what you bring to the table, man. You completely blew us away once again a couple weeks ago. You did it again tonight, man. I'm sitting up here on the event page, and I haven't even gotten through, but I'm writing Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer just raised the bar in Iron Sharpens Iron. Are you not entertained? So that's a mantra. Hey. I appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you too, Anonymity. Hey, much respect, brother.
Hey, much respect to you too. But hey, listen, with that piece there, I got Poetic over there in the Crown Royal Lounge, right? And he's back there chilling. Again, I don't know what your twist is, but it's something for everybody. So with that type of piece there, I'm trying to kind of formulate what room, what stage I got open for you. But I'm going to tell you something. I got something special for you tonight. I got something real special. I can't even tell you what it is. But there's a purple light special room. And the design for this room when you go in there is, because I know how you bring it with the authority, because that's what you do. But it's something in there that's designed to have you lay back, kick back, relax, just chill. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be no disrespect to nobody in your life or nothing like that. But it's going to be such an environment that for the next
the next hour and a half of the next hour and a half of the show, you're gonna be on a cloud, brother. You're gonna be chilling like that. There ain't gonna be no worries in the world. It's you and everything else is beneath you. That's what we got sitting over there for you in the Crown Royal Lounge. So take your socks off, enjoy yourself, relax, and remember, you owe for real a mic, but one love, one mic to you, my brother. One love, one mic.
One mic. One love, one mic, yo.
Wow. Miss LaPrella Negra, did you hear what he just came through and did?
Yo, I'm telling you, the man is a beast. Did I hear it? I was writing down lines. Yes.
Yo, I'm so honored. Like, I am so honored that I'm going to have to probably ask the brother to record that poem, at least take a snippet and record it. And I think what I want to do is there's a couple, I want to get a couple snippets together. And as we start to, you know, personalize the show a little bit, that this is something that's going to be able to play at the beginning of our shows to bring us in as part of our mantra, man. I got these visions. I'm taking notes of things because, like, iron sharpens iron. Yo, I mean, my God, they talk about what happens. It's like every week I'd be like, all right, man, we got to try to just build off of what we did the last time, and here we are. So, you know, and as I talk about that, I do want to say one quick other thing as we get ready to go into the next caller. You know, on the weeks when I'm not here, on the weeks when, you know, my brother Keith Eric gets an opportunity to have his show, you know, that show is such fire. There's so much flame with it, right? To be able to share an alternative Friday, you know, with him at the same time frame. I mean, I'm just honored to be able to say that the poets that we have coming through and the vibe that we have here to be complimentary of the week, the opposite week from, you know, what the Renaissance poetry does. It's just such an honor to share in that similar time, you know, time slot that we have to bring it because of how they bring it. And we have, you know, brothers such as Poetic doing what he did tonight, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer killing the game again. Man, oh my goodness. Oh, right? They owe for real some mics, though. They owe for real some mics. That's not on me this week. I'm not owning it.
You ain't claiming it this week.
Nah, that's not on me. That's not on me. I owe that brother for 2 weeks, man. I kicked some things back to him, but I'm going to be working the rest of my life to get these things paid off. The stage on fire right now. We don't need no water. Now, let me stop. All right. So, we still got callers out there. Ooh, I'm almost nervous to get the next person on here. But you know how we do. Who we have next up?
Well, we go from a verbal mind dancer to area code 219. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Brother.
Area code 219.
Yes, this is Brother on the mic. How you doing?
Hey, Brother O. How you doing? Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron.
I'm doing good. With the Negra Perla. The Perla Negra. I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm good.
What's good, brother?
I'm just doing the show. My brother of mine dancing. He's one of the best speak metaphors. That poem.
But
I know
just
brother
killed
brother
it,
brother,
right?
Like every Sunday. Like, all those brothers killed it.
Every time. Like never fails, man.
Right.
Yo, I'm good. I've been waiting all day for this. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been sitting here. I mean, I connected with my co-host early on. That the work had so much to do. And I'm going to share, man. You know, we talk about inspiration. You know, when we was leading up to the show, I was tired. like really, really tired. This week has drained me. But as I'm sitting here and I'm hearing the poetry and I'm hearing what's coming through and all this amazing energy, I'm hyped. And I know when the show is over, I'm going to crash because that's just what's going to happen. But then I turn around and I didn't know who this area code was, but I know your voice, poet. I know what you do. So just like with everything else, I'm just curious to, if you can briefly share with us, man, what does inspiration feel like or sound like or look like to you?
I think inspiration comes to all things. A lot of my poetry is inspired by either one of my favorite Bible verses or current events. I write about everything, including my experiences in life and all of that good stuff. Inspiration is just you see, you're inspired by something or somebody, and you just write about it.
True that. And it seems to be a common theme amongst artists that poetry is everywhere.
Yes, it is.
You know, in anything that inspires, man, one thing I wanted to do this show, I wanted to be kind of different from some of the other shows, and that was not necessarily having a certain theme. But I do believe that it is very, very, very nice to have, you know, certain topics to talk about, some of the things that we share universally. So, you know, once again, you talk about poetry being everywhere. The things that inspire, maybe it's not the same exact things that inspire us, but from the moment that we wake up in our day to the moment that we close our eyes to rest, to give our bodies rejuvenation, there's so much data, so much information, so much energy that we take in the course of a day that one has to ask themselves, how could you not be inspired in some way, shape, or form? You know what I'm saying?
Correct. Correct.
I feel like if you're just cold, and it doesn't mean that everything is beautiful, because I don't want to get into certain topics, but, you know, I sit back there and I'm just thinking for a minute, my heart goes out right now to like Brittany Griner. You know what I'm saying? That she didn't have a clue what she was getting herself into going over there and, you know, having something that was prescribed to her by her doctor, of all things, and the unjust because of the, you know, it's like this wasn't about Brittany Griner case particularly. This was more of a political pawn, if you will.
Yes,
and
yeah,
to
I
not
agree with that,
think
brother.
About, mm-hmm, and
I
to
agree
not,
with you there.
You know what I'm saying? So we talk about inspiration, and then as artists, you know, I'm not going to do, I try to stay away from certain topics. You can't help but not bear witness to things that happen on a regular basis, and how do you not see it? I mean, Poetic came on here right before Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, and he gave a piece that was fire and, like I said, a metaphoric genius. That was inspired because he was in a shower and seeing how the water from the shower head hit the wall, and that's what that inspired. Oh my goodness! Like,
yeah,
wow,
that's amazing.
Man,
that's amazing.
So as we have you here, Brother O, and we talk about inspiration, I know you have something for us tonight, and I've come to know your voice. I've come to have an expectation when I hear your voice. So, once again, it's that drum roll, right? It's the butterflies.
Yes.
I'll be the first person to admit, when I hear a voice that I know, there is an automatic expectation. Like, what is he going to bring? So, I'm ready to be inspired. With that being said, if you're ready, I got a brand new mic, and as I've been doing all night, I owe our CEO money from 2 weeks ago. Okay, I'm trying to get it paid off. Tonight is a disclaimer. You touch the mic, you set it on fire, you break it, you set the stage on fire, you own it. So with that disclaimer, there's a brand new mic that I'm placing in your hands, brother. And with that being said, the mic is yours.
Tyler's poem is called Life Ain't Meant to Be Fair, and Don't Play No Favorites Either. God is no respecter of persons because it rains on the just as well as the young judge. Important lesson I learned in my life during my youth from my parents. Life ain't meant to be fair, and it don't play no favorites either. Brother O, why did you have to go through 3 open heart surgeries, suffer numerous physical afflictions and limitations, along with waiting 9 months for a heart transplant? Why did you endure rejection, ridicule, and betrayal by people who you thought were close to you? Why did you go through seasons of loneliness and many failed relationships? Why did you endure seasons of not being recognized and appreciated for your numerous contributions to the poetry community? Why did you have to go through your experiences with being bullied? Why did you have to go through seasons of unemployment and financial trouble? Why do you have people still hating on you and throwing shade on you after everything you accomplished in your life? My brother, that ain't fair. Who told you that life was supposed to be fair? Let me explain something to you. If I didn't go through all those experiences, the determined and resilient brother that you see before you wouldn't even exist. I would not have learned that the race is not given to the strongest swift. It is given to those who endure hardships. I wouldn't have learned to endure the peaks and valleys of life. I would not have learned to appreciate the good times and learn how to handle the tough times. And I wouldn't have learned about practicing humility in the midst of success and consistently be the real and authentic me without compromising my true identity. My dear brothers and sisters, if life was meant to be fair, we wouldn't have such issues as racism, discrimination, poverty, unemployment, and other types of social injustices. If life was meant to be fair, we wouldn't be dealing with any sicknesses and diseases. We wouldn't be dealing with hunger and homelessness in the most powerful and prosperous country in the world. We wouldn't have millions of people without adequate health insurance. And we wouldn't have the epidemics of mental illness and violence that's currently invading our nation. If life was meant to be fair, everybody would be a millionaire. Instead of working for minimum wage and trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, there will be no wage gap between men and women. There will be no economic inequalities. There will be no worries about meeting the basic needs of life. And no worries about being able to buy what we want and need. If life was meant to be fair, we wouldn't have a messed up education system that fails to prepare our children for the real world. We wouldn't have a criminal justice system that favors the rich over the poor. And we wouldn't have an economic system that benefits the wealthiest 2% of the American population over the 98% who are consistently and constantly being denied the opportunity of the so-called American dream. If life was meant to be fair, we wouldn't have struggles, troubles, and issues, any challenges or tests, any mishaps or tragedies. We wouldn't have pain, death, and suffering. We wouldn't have trials and tribulations. And we wouldn't have any worries and fears. My dear brothers and sisters, God don't play favorites, nor does he give you any special treatment. Because in this thing called life, all of us up in here is going to go through something. So don't expect to go through life unscathed. The more gifted, talented, and anointed you are, the greater the challenges that you will face. Remember this as I bring this poem to a close. Everything that you have gone through and experienced so far in your lives was all a part of God's master plan for your life. Well, at the end of the day, my friends, everything that you've experienced so far, whether it be good and bad, it all works out together for your good eventually. That's at peace.
You know what, brother? I got to say, man. You know, we sit back and often we hear different perspectives of how the ink is used. I know that I was, it was said tonight when I did my piece that, was spoken about being a performer, similar to what, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, you know, how he brings his poems, right? Then we got someone like, you know, Poetic coming in, and he just metaphorically ripped it and,
right,
you know, brought in and where it comes from. And, man, let me just talk about you. Let me just give some flowers to you the way that it really deserves to be given. You don't have to do all that to bring power into peace. You don't have to come out there. What I get from you is I get the authenticity of being able to take a journey on a walk from where you see it, and you are deep, brother. Like, you are really, really, really a powerful poet in the sense that you just, I feel such empathy. Like, I have to take a moment when you spit a piece, and I have to project into what you're saying, because it is like I'm in awe. I go, wow. Like, it's deep. Like, I believe that if we were walking down a street together, while I'm walking on the surface, you are dipping into every crack and crevices that's on that street, being able to just dig up the whatever roots lie there. It's like the souls of our ancestors dwell through your pen in some way, shape, or form. When I hear you spit, the spirit speak. When you know, when you write a piece, man, you bring it to a point that is biblical, and it doesn't need to be, you know, performed in a way that has to have a cadence or a mantra, or be, as in the words of Jay-Z, animated. It don't have to be animated.
Right.
It is just because so real and authentic. Talk to me.
Because then, like, brother, in the community, everybody has their different styles, and one style is no better than the other. It's all about the message for me. You can spit metaphors and spit dope rhymes all day, but if the people are not hearing your message, then you're not getting through. Just spitting bars, this should be for entertainment. People want to hear real words. People want to hear the spirit, inspirational messages. People want to hear what I have to say, because I've been through a lot of my life. I feel the world is ready. The world is ready for me now.
And, you know, we talk about setting expectations, and I said that there's, you know, when I see names and I hear voices that I come to hear, it sets an expectation. You know, you might even hear me at some point, I hear certain names come up, and you'll hear a certain level of energy where it's like party time in some cases, right? And then, you know, you hear certain energies where it's like, okay, we got a militant stand right here, okay? But then when I hear yours, it's like it sets me down for a minute, takes me to a point to, you know, just kind of close my eyes for a second and take this journey with you. Like, I actually feel, I mean, I feel an ancestry in your poems. I feel like you take me on a journey through a time frame that I'm way too young to have experienced, because my ancestors experienced that, right? When you write there and you on a poem like what you did tonight, it touched into, you know, the spiritual being of who I am. The things when I sit back and I study into the books of prophecy and, you know, get into a touch with who I am as an individual, that's a lot what your poems do for me, man. So I want to thank you for coming and inspiring with that. I put on the event page here, you know, Brother O inspires through his visions, how he sees it, sharing ink through the experiences encountered in his walk. Like I said, I feel the ancestors, whenever you place your foot on the ground, that somewhere, whatever the spirit, whatever spiritual type of influence is in there, I can feel that through your poetry, brother. That's what you bring for me, Brother O. That's what I get through your poem. So I want to thank you for that bit for us tonight, and it was awesome.
Right. I appreciate it, brother.
Yes, sir. Miss La Perla Negra.
You know, Brother O, you always have been very transparent with your journey and your situation, and that's what keeps the attention. That's what makes your poetry special and what it is. And I always appreciate it because I understand that we are all going through something. We are all facing something. Some people may say that they're not. It's just that they feel like they are better at hiding it than others. But we have all faced something, and we are still facing something because we are here to experience life in this realm.
Right.
And I really, really do appreciate it. It takes strength to be transparent, especially in a situation as yours, and it is greatly, greatly appreciated. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, brother, you know we got the Crown Royal Lounge open over there. And we got a couple rooms, different things happening over there. However, I got something different for you, man. It's the first time for the Crown Royal Lounge. And what that is that I believe, man, if there's some people out there that just want to be able to connect with you on a different level. You know, some of us
right.
out there, they out there partying. But you got some people kind of stepping in the room right now because they want to be a little bit serious. They want to sit back there and just talk about, you know, the realness of life. Like sometimes we party to escape, but sometimes we just got to dive right into some of the issues that we deal with. You know what I'm saying? So it's the first time open over there. And it's a real, you know, it's a real mature adult theme, man, that's sitting back there vibing out. And I'm just going to ask you to step into that room. You're more than welcome to go anywhere, you know, in the Crown Royal Lounge, but this is new for you. This is just something that we opened up the door for. Because it's definitely necessary. So I do want to thank you for stopping through. However, still got to take your socks off. That's just one of the rules for the Crown Royal. But that being
yeah.
said, brother, one love, one mic to you. We thank you for coming
and
through
love
and inspiring
mic.
Us with your piece.
Thank you, Sister Nanya, for inviting me to the Iron Shop and Zion show tonight. This is an important show.
No,
thank you for the platform.
Awesome.
Appreciate you coming through once again. Mm-hmm.
No problem.
One love, one mic to you, brother.
One love, one mic, brother.
Wow. You know, Mr. La Perla Negra, that's just some, when we think about, you know, just the different levels and different ranges of poetry that come through here, man, this is really, really, really a great place to be. You know, so as we talk about kudos to the Epiphany family, Epiphany platform, we have to take a moment out and give way for a station identification because, you know, we got to give it up for this even being possible for us to be here. So if you don't mind, we want to take a quick break, just do a station identification, and then jump right back into the show. You with it? We good?
I got you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, poets and poets, poetess, and definitely poet greatness, you are tuned into the For Real Entertainment Network. And tonight, Epiphany Radio presents for you iron sharpens iron, a Royal Pen's perspective. I am your host, Anonymity, along with my sexy, sultry co-host, Miss La Perla Negra. The call-in number for the next 10 minutes is 319-527-6300. Call in to be inspired. Press 1 to inspire. And tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Shout out to our CEO, the author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas. Tonight we are enjoying different vibes in the Crown Royal Lounge. We got the Purple Light Special. Vegas Rules has nothing on us. Only key is to take your socks off. You know how it goes. And as we take a moment to let you know, there is exactly 9 more minutes to call in, and then we will hit overtime. That's the behind-the-scenes portion. So if you haven't called in, now's the time to do it. If you haven't pressed that 1, now's the time to do it. And as we're getting ready to go into the show, I want to take a moment out and talk about Raw Links. I got some. Miss La Perla Negra got some. If you don't know about Raw Links, I don't know if you're under a rock or where you are, but I definitely suggest hit up Raw Links, hit up my inbox, hit up Miss La Perla Negra, hit up the event page, hit up For Real, the poet Douglas. Get you some Raw Links. All right? It's energy behind it. It's history behind it. It's authenticity behind it. And tonight we're talking about inspiration. So as we're continuing on, we got some poets still in the queue. We got some dope art still coming through. So I'm going to turn it back over to my co-host to introduce for us the next caller on the mic, Ms. La Perla Negra. Who do we have today?
Oh, man, we got Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man, a.k.a. Mojave. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you? How you doing? What's going on?
Bro, was good. The hardest working man in poetry. Brother, I just want to take a moment and just say something to you as we get ready to begin. You inspire me, bruh. Like, you like big brother me in this art form, in this thing of art. You know, we talk about inspiration. I just want to take a moment, since I have you here, to say, it's not even just your ink that inspires me. It's your dedication to this art form that's inspiring. Anytime I feel like I'm tired, like tonight's show, with so much going on. Again, I connected with my co-host early and asked her to help me out with a few things because going on. But I can't stop, won't stop, because a brother such as yourself, that when I get down to the point that I'm like, man, I just feel like I just need to take a moment. I had a long, stressful day. It's been a long, stressful week. I think about your name pops in my head. And I just said, nah, you going to push through, because every time I feel like I can't get weak, I mean, I feel like I might be getting a little bit weak, might be getting a little tired, might be getting a little bit exhausted. There's 4 letters that pop in my head, and that is J-A-V-I. And when those letters come together like that for me, I get energized. And then I push through, and it gets me through to be here tonight. Brother, I want to thank you. You are inspiration. You are inspiration. So welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron, Kings. How are you?
Listen, I don't know what your Cash App is, but I was like, who's he talking about? Who is this guy he's talking about? You know, who is this person? I'm kind of confused. I'm like, you talking about me? What? How? You know, No, I'm always weirded out by compliments. People are like, yo, boy, you inspired me. I'm like, me? I'm like, I'm goofy as hell. I'm just too stupid to quit. I just be too stupid to quit everything. They be like, why don't you give
you know
up?
What?
Like, I can't. I be loving how humble
some of these bees be. Miss LaPearl and Negra, you feel me on that? Like, we have bands. I don't know if I got fans and then come over there and do something like that. Nah, then we got Mojave. You know, if it wasn't for you, bro, I mean, it was just a couple weeks ago, there was an event in my hometown of Philly that I got to connect with family that I had never laid eyes on, never shook hands with. And if it wasn't for your vision, if it wasn't for your dedication, but some of those connections mm-hmm. would still be virtual. You know what I'm saying? Some
there
of those connections would still be virtual. So, you know, there's a dedication that comes with it. And you nonstop, man. You are nonstop. You know what I'm saying? I met you many years ago in North Carolina. Let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? So I say all that. Like, I love the humbleness. But when we talk about the Cash Apps, here's what we need to do. Because I already know what you do. I already know what you do. So you definitely going to owe for real for a mic and a stage. And I do believe that over on this side of town, when the fire department comes out, you actually get charged for that too. So that's another exit. So I'm just kind of putting that out there in the atmosphere for you because I know it's about to happen. And, yeah, so with that being said, what is, you know, we're talking about inspiration. And I want to talk to you specifically about inspiration because you have a vision that feeds a lot, you know, beyond boundaries that many other artists, you know, many other organizers have. You know, there's the Clubhouse thing that's going on, right? There's the, you know, it's definitely the Epiphany Radio. But then you have, I mean, you're connecting artists like nationwide, bruh. Like you're all over. And, you know, then you do things with music. Then on top of it, you got the Honey Dripper. Then you got the War Council. I mean, we can go on and on and on. So with that being said, what's inspiration mean for you, bruh? What is inspiration? How does inspiration touch and inspire through you? What is the vision that you have for it? Because I am anxious to know.
I still feel like you're not talking about me. It feels weird. it's strange. I don't know. I'll try to figure it out. No, but as far as inspiration is concerned, man, honestly, goodness, this poetry shit keeps me alive. I have no other words that I can tell you. That's going to be anything different than what I'm going to say right now. I am vastly inspired by those people who walk beside me, who are around me. I am surrounded by an incredible family of people who uphold me, who hear me, hear my heart speak to me, and believe in me. And that's some of the greatest inspiration that I could ever have. I'm always inspired by the poets that run through the ERU, the Epiphany Radio Universe. I'm inspired by my radio mates, for real. I learn things from people firsthand, and the beauty of each person, their character, their soul. For you, brother, it's been from the time that I met you, we connected, we clicked. We never, doesn't matter how long it's been since I heard from you, bro, I always leave the light on for you. Wherever I do, wherever I go, I always make a space for you because you are that good as a person, as a being, as a, you know, and you inspire me, you know, because your heart is so large. Like you have like literally one of the biggest hearts I've ever met. And you inspire me just by your energy of who you are and what you do. And the fact is that when you write, man, you write from this place that's one half wisdom, one half experience, you know, one half of lifelong, hard, school of hard knock experiences and a beauty of the eroticism of your experience, which really compliments almost everything that you do when you decide to do erotic poetry, but also in the fact of how you really take to your pen the way that you are. And you breathe life into so many different things. I'm inspired by that. I'm inspired by Danielle, because I remember when she just wasn't sure. And I was like, yo, you got this. Like, I was on her, and I kept telling her, and I kept telling her. You know, I always try to be a person that pours in instead of taking out, because those are the things you pour into. You know, when you convince people of the capacity that they have for the ability of doing things. Like, I'm a pourer. I am a person who believes in it. You know, I talk to different people all the time. Like, you know, I try to convince people to come to Epiphany because this is where they belong. Why sit in the back, the seat, when you could be in the front seat doing things? Don't wonder yourself. Come do it. You know, every time that we're doing something, there's something magical that happens. I understand that I am a nexus of different things where people can come through and go, you know, and a connector and an includer and all of these different things. But it's because, you know, we learn when people take things from us. Like, whenever somebody thinks they take something from me, I think it's the most hilarious thing on the planet, because I'm an increased tenfold, because that's just my nature, right? But more importantly, I also want, it's not just for me. It's for everybody to come and to contribute and to give and to pour into this big gumbo pot that we all share this meal from, family style, that we can all benefit and grow and be, you know, and be sated by the taste of what we're producing as people. And I love being around so many different poets with so many different styles. It opens up all the chambers in my head and allows me to do, you know, what I need to do, but at the same time develop my own style so that, no, I don't sound like anybody else and nobody sounds like me. And it's, I'm inspired by that. I'm inspired by music. I'm inspired by the people around me. I'm inspired by the depth of the poetry of the people who literally cross my path that I look forward to hearing from every day. I get to taste the sweet spirit of the pen that is exhibited by each poet whenever they speak. And that's my inspiration.
You know, brother, I choked up for a second in the beginning of what you were saying. And I'm glad that you continue, because you gave me a moment to gather myself. I thank you for that. I'm genuine, and I love genuine people. And sometimes we don't know how we impact others, but to hear your words, especially by someone that I admire so much, I'm at a loss of words, but to just say thank you. And from brother to brother, I'm actually hugging you from here, because it means that much to me. So thank you. And for our listeners, it's real when I talk about the dedication that this man has. There's some people who, you know, I always say, if it wasn't for this platform, there's some people that's like, well, where would they find their purpose? And Mojave, you embody what this art form is about. Your love, your dedication, your belief, you connect people in ways, man, that that inspires. If I wasn't a poet, I would take time and try to find my poetic voice just because of what you do. If I wasn't a poet, I would be destined to become one, because people such as yourself make that journey to find that voice all worth every step of the way. And I'm sure, you know, I'm going to give a moment before we turn the mic over to you, because I got to regather myself and allow Miss La Perla Negra just to kind of comment on some of the flowers that you gave her.
Mojave, you already know. You helped me come out of a shell I was still partially in, even though everybody welcomed me here at Epiphany, and I took parts of each and every one of you. Shout out to For Real for bringing me in, period. But it was still a lot I didn't know, still a lot I hadn't experienced where you guys were already used to. And I really, really was apprehensive about opening myself up and becoming more transparent. And, Muhammad, you have this healing spirit. You have this something soothing about your energy when you come into view, when you're present with us. So, you know, you're my comfort zone, man. You're my dog. You know I love you.
All day.
Ooh. Well, listen, as I got myself back together, hey, listen, brother, you got a mic, you got a stage, you got a checkbook. I got to send that disclaimer. So I know you got some inspiration for us tonight. I know you got something that you about to bring through. And as we are in overtime, what a way to jump into overtime. So with that being said, brother, I know you're ready to do your thing. And I'm going to kindly step out the way, take front row seat, and I'm ready to be inspired. So with that being said, King, the mic belongs to you.
All right. Still weirded out. But, I'm going to talk. Since we're talking about inspiration, I'm going to talk about some inspiration. Hold on for a second. Let me get this right. Hold on for a second. Let me get this to the level I need it. I think that's good. When you walk, I feel this call to action. How may I make a way for you? This is how the essence of you speaks to me. It says so much with the silence, only mentioning your curvy geography that asks to be traveled by tips of fingers and tongues. How soft and beautiful equates with sturdy and strong. I don't have to wonder your midnight as your moon is full and doubtful. I love the kisses with my light and the light because of how your heavens part and drown me in deluge to kidnap you. Bind you blindly with kisses, hold you hostage with hugs, touch you torridly like a tempestuous thug, skin to skin. Want to lift you up, turn your bottom like a bottle to the sky and watch you trickle down my throat, nibbles and kibbles, the tender vittles, your bits with areolas and quips resemble chocolate galaxies. How you feed me is how I am complete. You are a smorgasbord and all I can eat, and this is what I was meant to do, the please and the pleasure of you. With a single-minded focus, with unlimited energy that pushes my power board to 400 oxytocin. Each time your moan denotes your little death. They say that a man bonds with a woman when he orgasms. And how many times have I traveled closer to you, where the soul of me is entered into your portal, traveling souls at the destination of creation, DNA programming, fountaining forth warm like warping orchids, no longer often pulling pulsing population, gushing gratified deceit onto wet walls. The only post not clarity I will ever entertain if I'm not going anywhere, then I'm going to lay right here in the wet spot.
Wow. Okay. First, let me go here. You would never be allowed to speak to my woman. Can't even say hello to her.
What?
If,
why you want to shoot me? I ain't be got no weapon.
No, I don't want to shoot you because, see, now this where we keep a Mojave in the back pocket because when I find myself in a doghouse, that's when. Remember that? Okay. You remember the episode of Tom and Jerry? I think it was Tom and Jerry. No, it wasn't even Tom and Jerry. It was Three's Company and Jack Tripper he was trying to serenade the girl or whatever, and I think he had Larry back there singing songs or whatever, and he was out there lip syncing. Like, that's what I would need you for, because if I found myself in a doghouse, I need a mahogany in the cut to serenade it. Now, on to the poem itself. Brother, you referred to her as a smorgasbord. I absolutely was like, wow, a smorgasbord. I want to get off of everything. Like,
well,
it's stuff
I'm just saying, I like smorgasbord. It's like one-stop shopping. It's all you can eat.
Yo, I love them too. Like, we started off our show, Poetic was talking about, you know, pain through paint from seeing water drops hit against the wall while he's in the shower. You like smorgasbord, and you just reference that back to the woman, and all of this is art, and all of this is beautiful, and all of this is genius, and all of this is the reason why that if I had a woman, I'd just be like, don't say hello to her. You wave and keep moving. Don't open up your mouth. Don't even speak. Don't even speak. Just wave. Just wave. I'm going to tell him that you don't have a voice. I'm going to say he's mute. He's mute. Because when he opens up his mouth, you wish he was mute, because he's going to, it just raises the bar, raises the level of thing. I don't want no trouble. See, that's why you my motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? Because I remember saying a few weeks ago, I said, somewhere in this world, there's a woman that has a man, and this woman is in some way, shape, or form your and her man hates you. He don't even know you. But every time they get in an argument, he's reminded of you.
I honestly wish that it wasn't true.
But you know I'm speaking the truth.
Yo, I'm dead. Yo, I ain't shit. I just want to
a smorgasbord, bro. That's a whole poem waiting. I'm just letting you know. Anonymity, Will, you got me tongue twisting my own name. Anonymity will be writing a poem called Smorgasbord, inspired by Mojave. You heard it first here. When it comes out, blame that brother. Okay?
I get blamed for everything anyway. I get blamed for everything. You don't even matter anymore. I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna they're gonna be like, yo, you got a coat called the goat? No, it's called scapegoat. Everybody blames it. That's what it is. You can't, you know, blame my, I get in trouble even when I'm not trying to get in trouble.
I'm going to write the nastiest poem I probably ever wrote in my life, and it's going to be called Smorgasbord. Thank you for that.
Wait a minute. I know you're not talking, sir. Good day, sir. I'm going to have to stop you right there. You shouldn't talk about nothing. Matter of fact, hold on for a second. How many times have I heard poems from, let's talk about the poem you did at the bush. We're not going to talk about that. You was in the splash zone. You was in the splash zone. There was a whole bunch of stuff. We're not going to get it. What happened? Vegas rules. We're not going to talk about it. Splash zone, you. Yeah, happened. Let's see. What else? How many times? Yeah, I have videos of you doing poems. Very, very, very intense poems. Literally, I believe that if I was to put the poem on my phone and put it next to anyone's lady's nether regions, it would vibrate just so, kind of like a rabbit or maybe a Hitachi magic wand. Either of those would actually apply to your poetry, sir. So I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea. As a matter of fact, I do recall that you have a beard for a very specific reason, because somehow you tended to fertilize your cheeks. You didn't need the roly thing that penetrates your cheeks. You use a type of a fluid that is organic and natural. Stevia. stimulated by your tongue, sir. Don't you have a beard, sir? Don't you have a beard?
I do.
Sir?
I do.
Okay, shut up.
I have a beard. Yes, I'm going.
I know that there's a certain, see, this fraternity called Splash. I believe, aren't you one of the principal players of the Splash fraternity? I do believe so, sir. I know that you're not talking to me. I know that you're not saying anything to me, sir. I know.
I am pleading the fifth, Miss LaPrella.
Sir, why are you stuttering, sir? Sir, why are you stuttering? Why are you stuttering, sir?
I have, you know, the first time along, I'm back in the corner. I went back to the corner. I'm at Miss LaPrella Negra.
Sir, you might need to back out the room slow, sir. You might have to. Yes,
I'm on
yes, put down. I don't have to.
You know what, Javi, your poetry is exquisite, pure energy. You are a lover, and that's what you emit. That's what you exude. And that I get what y'all was talking about, and with the Tom and Jerry thing, and the Jack and his friend Larry and Three's Company, they all were taking from, what's the guy's name, Cyrano de Bergerac, where he stayed hidden, but he wrote the most exquisite poetry. Guys would come to him, and he would also pull in good-looking guys because he had this humongous nose, and he was afraid that he would just be focused on by the women that he fell in love with. This is what you do. This is what you do to women. I mean, do your neck hurt from ducking all them panties that's flying at you? Because I know it's got to.
Sometimes.
Tell them about it. I done seen it. Talk about my beard.
You know what? Yes, I love your poetry. You know. If not, I got to be your number one fan because you are so awesome, man. And your poetry, child, please. If I didn't have love for you, like a brother and sister type love, I'd violate the fuck out of you. But I'm gonna be nice. You know.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we're going to skate right on past that. Okay, I gave you your flowers. Back to you, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
I almost thought we was going to make it through the show. We was going to make it through the show clean. We was almost there. And usually
not
it's
with
one of the ladies
Pearl
that comes
with her hosting.
Yeah, I see that. We almost made it. We almost smorgasbord. Smorgasbord is a poem. Okay?
Exactly.
It's a poem that's coming. I'm letting you know. Mahavi did that. Somewhere in the poem it's going to say that. Mahavi did that. I might sing the line. Mahavi did that. I can't even sing. That's what you bring, brother. You did that. But I thank the hell out of you for stopping through because there is a well-rounded portion, and I was on my PG-13, and my beard does get wet for various reasons, and we're going to leave that for another show. Maybe the honey drink. I'm just saying. But that's why you my brother. You know what I'm saying?
This is true.
Because
this is very
all
true.
That stuff happens with from a Mahavi show. So I thank you, King. But by the way, man, with all that being said, very sexy, very sensual. The music behind it, typically, as a lot of artists, a lot of the, especially my co-hosts, I'm one of those that say, I love your ink so much that often, you know, I'll say, man, like it's dope.
But I would love to hear him spit that without the music because I want to capture every word. But you tonight with that piece, the way that you did it, the levels of your music, man, you are just like Miss LaPerla Negative said. You are a very, very, very dope artist at what you do. I have heard you do poems outside of the erotica, and you are just as dope. What you bring is inspiration. When that poem Smorgasbord comes out, I will let you know that will be for the Honey Dripper show. I owe you some poems. I got some things there, but this one, because of the way I heard it and what I felt from it, has to be written because Mojave will be in the line. I'm going to let you know now that poem is getting penned. That is the next poem that I write. Awesome Ink King. We got a couple callers still on the line, but why don't you take a moment and just because you have so much going on, I know Poetic gave a rundown of what's coming up, but you do way more than that. So if you just take a minute for our listeners and maybe share a little bit about what Mojave's world looks like so they know where to find you, because right now you probably got panties being thrown at the computer trying to get a new social media to touch your face, not my face. Your face, brother. That's why you can only wave at mine. Just wave at her, all right? But if I ever need you, I'm going to call on you because you're with great power comes great responsibility. So please let our listeners know a little bit about what happens in Mojave's world.
Oh, hilarious. Well, if you ask me, let me just do this quick commercial. Hey, good people. This Tuesday on the Pippi Radio Yearbook, we present to you War Council. War Council is an egalitarian, creative panel of individuals who discuss relationships, community connections, and things that enter into the public sphere concerning people of color. This Tuesday, we will be discussing several topics, like one, do you fly someone out if you know that you're not going to have sex with them? Or if you're going to be with someone, do you pay for things equally, if they choose not to have sex with you and wait for marriage, do you plan on doing the same thing with your pocket? We have several interesting things that have entered into public spheres. We will have some new guest panelists to answer questions. And it's a call-in show where you may ask questions of the people in the panel to answer this promptly. Now, War Council, there's a freedom of speech. We believe in the amendments that is protected by us. So don't come looking for anybody that you disagree with. And plus, we smack people for fun. Anyway, we don't believe in violence unless you bring it to us. But this is going to be a very testy show as we are going to be espousing opinions from many different things. And you can be anybody to call in if this works. Now, that is Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. West Coast, here on the 50 Radio Universe. For real entertainment network, take your socks off. Baby.
Man, awesome. Well, listen, King, you already know about that Crown Royal Lounge, but what they don't know is that this is the after-hour time for it. So we talk about Vegas rules, ain't got nothing on us here. Hey, I got something special for you. I got a rim over there called Honey Dripper 3.0. You might know a couple of folks in there. What I'm saying is the only clothing that's in there are some stiletto spike heels. That's all I'm going to put out there. Everything else in there, there's no cameras allowed. There's no nothing. There's a purple light. It goes down. We got some Crown Royal sitting there in the cut. There's also some gold packs. Because we believe in safety around here. Step one in there, they've been waiting for you. Any males that's in the room has to be the closest friends of yours because they ain't nothing but candy in that room. Go enjoy yourself. I'll be through that way later. Just have a couple waiting on me. All right? Because the show's almost over. And I'm coming to party with the great Mojave and see how it is in his world because I just want to be down. You know what I mean? So... From Vegas rules the plot. One love, one mic to you, King. thank you one for coming and sharing all you do. My brother. My brother.
One
day,
love, one
day.
Night.
Right. Woo, Mr. Pearl and Negra.
Yo.
It takes a hobby. It takes a hobby.
Coming in here doing this. Like, he does it every single time. Every time.
Woo. You know, as we get ready, we got a couple more callers out there. Before we get to them, I just want to make sure, are you okay? Because I know you just got the Mojave experience. Are you good? You good, Queen?
I've learned how to adjust and protect myself from his energy because it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. So, yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I just got to check on you. You know I got your back. I just wanted to check on
you.
Okay. My hobby's over there. I know he's already cutting up. I can feel the energy from here. And I think Poetic just crept into his room. I thought I had something special for him. I just seen Poetic creeping in because it's a Mojave party going on in there. And we ain't going to talk about that. But we got a couple more callers on the line. So.
Yes, we do.
Who do we have up next?
We have us a C-34 Music.
Hey, C-34.
Hey, welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm going to have a talk with Bill Bellamy. You're messing up my wife's time again. I don't play that role.
There you go. Yo, not how to be a player. This is
Oh yeah, I caught that.
Yeah, I mean, I know what he needs, Sheila. I know that. I mean, look him.
Yo.
See, that
thank
good
you for the invitation. Well, I'm thankful for the invitation. I was just getting me some drum beats and stuff, you know, trying to add to the arsenal. That's basically what's going on.
Hey, listen, man.
No, you got.
Yeah, you're just phenomenal in itself, bro. You know, another one, man, that just got such a vision just to, you know, talking about art, talk about inspiration. I mean, you take things to another level, man. I didn't see you do things behind scenes and heard it for myself. And, you know, I'm definitely a fan of your work and dedication. So grateful to always anytime that you come through and just be able to share here on Iron Sharpens Iron. That's a pleasure for me. That's an honor for our listeners. So we thank you for stopping through and spending some time with us here. And as we talk about that, you know, we're talking about inspiration. You know, our art comes from various places. So, you know, if you want to just maybe share with our listeners, with us, a little bit about, you know, that word, right, inspiration, what inspires
what I'm, you know, what I'm seeing is like that Jackson Pollock. I'm seeing the Rorschach test where you're saying, okay, that's a butterfly. But inspiration, well, you know, you wake up in the morning, you're writing. You're stopping during your work time, you're writing. Mm-hmm. You're going to the bathroom, you're writing and thinking. Anytime, any place, I know I shouldn't go Janet Jackson, but that's where it went. But that's what inspiration is to me. I'm writing everywhere, writing on the car, writing on my hand, writing wherever it is. I mean, I have to have the lines. I have to have the lyrics. I have to have the metaphors. It's there in me. So that's what inspiration is to me.
So before we get into the piece, I just got a question for you.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Something that you just said, you said about the metaphor. And I want to just kind of touch on that for a minute because I have found myself at times, you know, I love to write in metaphors, right? That's just for me, it's something that I aim for. I believe that if I'm writing a piece, metaphors is just something that I come to expect from myself. So as a result, you know, there's times when, you know, I'm inspired to go in, but I find myself frustrated because I can't seem to put my finger on exactly what it is that I'm trying to capture. I can see it. I can feel it. I just can't capture it. Have you ever encountered anything like that? And if you have, well, if you haven't, right, if you haven't, I just kind of maybe it's an approach that you take to it. I don't call it writer's block, but I can't reach the level that I'm aiming for, and that's the frustrating part. Have you ever encountered that? And if you haven't, how do you, you know, what is it that maybe if I'm making sense, that you kind of get to that point with it that you can say, nah, you're just maybe looking at this wrong? Or if you do encounter that, as you just mentioned, that you're like, you're always writing, what is your approach when you find yourself in that position? How do you kind of get around it? It's just that I listen to your work. I see your work. I hear your work. And I'm just curious to know how you get there.
That's a very good question, man. I would say my metaphors come after I met the force. And that mental force is the Holy Spirit, flows right then. It's like I write anything, even if it makes no sense whatsoever, and then leave it there, come back, build up on it. I don't stress over it because I know it's coming. Mm-hmm. So as for a writer's block, you know, I'm Dikembe Mutombo in this mug. That's how I feel about it. I block that.
Gotcha. Nah, listen, that when you said you met the force, man, I understood exactly what you said, and then you said something that it actually it helps put a lot of things in perspective. You'll put it down, you'll write what you have, you'll walk away from it, and then when it's time to come back, you can come back and you can shape it. That yep. kind of gives me, you know, that kind of gives me clarity, because often, you know, I'm one of those people, I don't call myself a perfectionist, but sometimes I know that I should have got up from the table a little bit earlier and walked away, because it's just, like you said, the force is just not there for me to capture what I'm trying to capture. And sometimes when you step away and you come back to it, you see it from a whole different lens, and you're like, wow, why was I stuck there when it's, like, so easy and profound to get through the second time around? Because you had to step away. So I thank you for that, because in so many ways, your explanation right there gave me clarity for the areas of where I struggle. So I thank you for that explanation, because, again, that's me asking you as someone who admires your vision and what you bring to the table. But with that being said, as you mentioned, you know, I know you got the lady to kind of in a cut, and I don't want you to be too long with us and things like that, but we love to have you here. But
right.
bro, like I said many times over again tonight, certain things I come to expect, butterflies in my stomach trembling, because you just anticipate what's coming, right? Drum roll beating in my chest, because when you love this art, what we do, I do get excited about hearing certain artists. It's like when I get an opportunity to host a show, I'm paying the cost of admission to be able to hear, you know, a lot of artists that I actually admire. So with that being said, got another brand new mic. Mojave took the melted one he got with him, and he owes for real for that one. Again, it's a disclaimer, because if you set the stage on fire, it's been set on several times, for real got to get paid. Here's another one of the mics. I got a disclaimer. I am off it. So I'm going to hand this mic to you, bro. And I'm ready to be inspired. So with that being said, King, the mic is yours.
Thank you, my brother, and thank you, my sister. This piece is called My Balls and My Word. I don't go slipping into a flip-flop mentality, but what can I say? It can swing your thinking and save you from going off the deep end. Every sentence and parable captures you within a sequence that completes your inner being, making you ask, why didn't you think of that? I bring my balls and put them on the table. To testify from my testicular fortitude, I carry a heavy weight with my word. I'm hardened by life's lessons as I'm starting at this pole position, seeing my so-called friends shafting me because the truth, they refuse to listen. I dance from my testosterone. I remember someone called me an apostle, which was impossible. I addressed this imposter, calling him out and stopped following him while I battled images of pornography that fed my idolatry. I refused to stomp the yard, so I never got a college degree. There's little sweet agendas in attempts to depopulate me, because I got common sense psychology as I chose what the Bible says. I'm not wearing the dress, and I'm the world's opposite, rocking this Gumby cut because that's my prerogative. I'm not the candidate to nominate, so suck on my prophecies. Put it in your mouth, pick and choose, being that's all that I've got for you. My balls and my word for all to observe. I think very deeply in my philosophy, and you must learn. What I do cause inspiration set to 92 beats per minute in this rhythm nation. Complicating your sands in the hourglass, I'm C-34 Music, a.k.a. Clarence, with full clearance to kick your ass. That's that piece.
Well, damn.
No.
Ooh. And for that reason, first of all, once again, I do appreciate the first of all, I appreciate everything about the poem. Okay, I appreciate you. That was fire. Okay. Again, now I talk about expectations and things that I pay the cost of admission for. Brother, your metaphors, man, your punchlines, okay? That was just total fire for me. There's so many lines in there that was just captured. The way that you kept it and you wrapped it all together, oh, my goodness gracious, I can go on and on. What I sometimes attempt to do when I'm hearing some pieces is I attempt to try to capture a line, but when I'm trying to capture it, there's another one that follows up. That poem was nothing short of genius. First and foremost, I appreciate how you ended it, tied it two and two. Inspiration, it's amazing, man. We just put that line out there today. That word came out, and it seems like everyone's connecting with it. And I'm grateful for that. But the way that you took time and you tied it into your piece tonight, all I got is my word and my balls. That is so profound for someone like me. I don't care how much money I got. I don't care how much money I don't have. I don't care what title I have or what title I don't have. I give you my word because that's the core of who I am. And when I tell you my word and my balls, because my balls mean I'm a man, and that's what I give you in my poetry. It's the truth of me. It's the core of me. And you captured every bit of that in that piece. So this is why I'm a fan of yours. It's for these very, very, very reasons that I would go to the C-34 show, pay the cost of admission, sit back in the front seat, and just sit back, snap my fingers all night, take notes, leave the show, come out, and try to write a book off of what the inspiration, no, correction, the inspiration that I got from a C-34 show. And once again, you don't have to bring the theatrics. You don't have to be animated because your voice is power, because your words are power, because your music is power. So I'm quite sure that I speak for everyone on this call tonight that had a chance to hear that piece. Everyone that gets a chance to hear you, you know, week in, week out, day in, day out. Anytime we get an opportunity, I mean, I even see the things that you do. I'm tagged into a lot, so many things that you're doing. You live this art, brother. You live this art. And you're an amazing genius. There's so many artists that I hear tonight, and I'm going to let you know as a host to get an opportunity to host this show. I hear so many perspectives into this art that I can't touch. I don't have that. There's things that I hear, you know, daily on various shows that, you know, I get an opportunity to host a show and I hear things and I sit back. You guys don't even know that. I'd be like, wow, where did he pull that from? Does he realize how powerful that really is? Does he realize how moved I really am by what he just said, by what he does? And it's hard to sit back in times and pinpoint, you know, certain things, because I could have you respit the whole poem for me right now, and I would enjoy it that much. What I would say, if you don't mind, either share that in my inbox, brother, or put it on the event page, because I want to hear that again. And then when you get a chance, put the music behind it. I know what you do. So I want to thank you for that piece. Amazing ink, King. Amazing fucking ink.
You know what, I'm thinking about something. I'm thinking about a couple of, I'm thinking about a couple of rappers with their lines. The first rapper is KRS-One. I don't have to wear jewels on my neck. I don't need them. I got your respect. That's number one. Number two was Keith Murray. You want a hit, give me an hour plus a pen and a pad. That's how I go about this whole thing. So I want to thank you for feeling what I came up with, and you inspired the last few lines that I just added.
I picked up on that, and I think, I picked up on that. Like I said, man, just you guys inspire me. I don't know if you realize what this show does for me to carry me through. I work a lot of hours. I don't get enough time to dive into this art that I love. But when I first started coming back around, back to the poetry scene, it was life changing and life saving for me. And now I'm motivated by everything. Every time I sit back and I don't want to write, I don't feel like writing, I say to myself, I have to write because I know what it's doing for me. And then when I do write, as I asked you the question when we first began, because, you know, you take it to a level, and you just help me out. You don't even realize that as I project the future, the next time that I pen a poem, right, smorgasbord, right, next time I pen a poem, and next time I'm sitting back there and I'm getting that point where I can't capture it, you just gave me enough clarity to know, nah, stop trying to push. This time you need to just walk away and let it come to you, because the force is what's driving it, and that's how I write. That's where it comes from. So you understand me based on that explanation. I know you understand how my pen works, and even though there's things that you do that I can't touch on, I'm understanding how your pen works. And that gives me confirmation that I am in the presence of greatness, that I am accompanied with greatness. So I want to thank you, because that, you don't even know how much that explanation has helped me see through. So much appreciated for that.
Thank you.
And yes, King. Ms. La Pearl La Negra.
You know what, C double.
Yeah.
Your voice is very powerful. It's you already know how I feel about a baritone. I have expressed it several times, but it has level of, let me say, machismo that you exude, and it's very, very alluring to female species. I'm gonna put it that way. And your pieces, you play with nostalgia and memories, the old school, some mixed in with the new school, but it's more so the older titles and lines from not just music, but from television, all different areas. And it's dope because you make a person say, yo, that was my joy. You know, you bring back memories for people in the pieces that you do, because you always throw something in there, a familiar in there. Everything you pick from, is a familiar to one or another person. And it's so decent because it's entertaining. For some people, it's therapeutic because some memories, some songs, certain lines and shows will strike a nerve that will give a person a really good feeling from way back when. And I love way back when. I'm a way back when kind of gal. I love nostalgia. I love the going back, because a lot of this stuff nowadays don't make no sense to me. There's no purity in it. But back in the day, when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I wish I was a kid again. Well, some real shit. I love it. I love it. I really, really do. And I'm a major fan of it. And I love what you do with the music as well. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, La Perla Negra. My AKA Michelle and Dago Cello. I thank you so much for that. And I'm glad I didn't have to whip out my chocolate, salty, sweaty balls.
You know what? I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm gonna leave it alone because I could go on about that too. I know what that's from.
Don't make me sing it.
Please don't,
because I'll be singing with you. Well, see, double. Once again,
yes.
Brother, you came through. You gave us some flame, man. You gave us some fire. You gave us some inspiration. And I know that, like, where your pen begins, there is no ending. So I'm looking forward to a whole lot of things. There's a lot of things I would love to work with you on, and those things are coming. I'm ready to get out and travel a bit, catch up with some people, because I got some other things going on. I'm in the process, just FYI, I'm in the process of writing a few. I got a gospel singer, man. I'm writing a few gospel songs right now. So a lot of things is happening, brother, and there's a lot on the horizon. Anonymity is stretching his wings, and people such as yourself help for these visions to come through. So there's a lot going on, but we still got, you know, we got a call on the line, but you just came through, man. You gave us some ink, brother. You gave us some real ink tonight, and I want to thank you for that. So I got the Crown Royal Lounge open. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, bring the lady through. I got a little private room for y'all. It's a little fantasy room. It's you, it's her, and it's your wildest fantasies with her. We keep it respectful. We keep it honor, but we keep it definitely beyond Vegas rules. So I got something special waiting in the private room for you. The lady is already waiting for you in there. You didn't even notice she was in a cut for you. So with that being said, got one love, one mic, a little bit of specialty. Thanks for coming through and blazing that mic for us. We appreciate
one love, one mic to the both of you. Yes.
Yes, sir.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
Woo. Flame. That was flame.
Man, oh, man, oh, man.
Well, I know we have one more caller on the line with us tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to ask you, Ms. La Perla Negra, is he ready to come on board with us tonight?
Well, we're about to find out, because we're going to open the mic for Divine Inspiration. Hey, Pastor Paulie. My race. What's
up? Hello, Daniel. How are you, baby?
Welcome to I Am Serving
Iron. What's going on, my brother? How's everybody?
Welcome,
tonight?
To. Oh man,
thank you.
We are having a phenomenal show. We've been inspired throughout this evening, and just want to check and see how are you doing tonight, sir.
Hold on, I'm dealing with something, but I'm anchored, so I'm good. I know whose I am, so I can deal with it. I can get through this. I can handle it. You know, got word that I lost my niece just about an hour ago.
So far.
We got the notice behind the scenes, man. And first and foremost, you know, we want to offer prayers, my own personal prayers, prayers on behalf of the Epiphany family, our condolences, our love. Our, you know, so this is family. So while I know it's impacting you, you know your needs, your family's going through a troubled time, but I'm going to let you know, brother, we share in that, because if one of us going through something, we all share in that. So we got a whole bunch of shoulders to lean on. You got a whole bunch of love to carry you through. We're all here for you for whatever's needed. And you extend that from the Epiphany family to your own personal family. We're connected. So whatever it takes, you reach out, and we're here for you. I want to thank you, because through it all, like you said, this is just so recent, and yet you know, you're still here. You stayed on the line. You called in. So
absolutely.
At this point, I just want to turn the mic over to you. Share whatever it is that's on your heart. Share whatever is on your mind. We are here for you, brother. And with that being said, the mic belongs to you.
I appreciate that, King. And, you know, those words, they sounded so good. They're good to hear. But the ironic thing about it is you didn't say anything that I already know. That's why I reached out to you guys. This is my family. I know that I have the love and support and the prayers that I need to get through this. So while it was good to hear it, it was already something I already know. But anyway.
Amen.
And that's what I love about my Epiphany family. I know they got my back. And they know I have theirs. Some things you just know that you know and you don't, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I bounced around, not sure what piece to do, but I came across this one is the one that stopped. So this is the one that I'm going to do. And it's called Silence. Can you hear it?
We can hear it.
Isn't it exquisite? This is the personification of beauty. This is what was before anything was. Perfect silence. That place and space where we can truly hear God speak to us. This is the place where we hear silence. And the absence of sound and distractions and this rat race of life, in that soul-refreshing respite where nothing but silence exists. Nothing but silence. And perchance to hear yourself, to actually properly utilize your intellectual wealth. We still, most of us, retain the genetic memories of ages past, when life was far from this financial, societal, political disaster. Before our heading towards a cataclysmic disaster and unconcerned, we are doing it alarmingly fast. Without moments of the bliss of silence, this last remaining grip to this facade of decency won't last. We need silence to prepare for the soon coming cacophony of dissent by the disgust of hatred, avarice, of the beauty of melanin, the root to the plethora of our excuses to sin. Lord knows we need to embrace moments of silence to hear him.
Ooh.
To
thing that was powerful. That was a message that was very, very powerful. If we can, while I got you on the line here, I do want to, because I know we're starting to run out of time, I do believe that our CEO got his hand up. I'm going to see if we can bring him on the line really quick, if that's okay, okay?
Absolutely. I always welcome my pop-up.
Yeah. For real, you with us?
Yes, I is.
Hey,
boss,
man.
What's up?
Welcome
to Iron Sharpens Iron. Hey, thank you, bro. I'm glad to be here. And once again, my condolences to my big brother Paul, man. Sorry to hear the news.
Thank you. But you know, this ain't the first time that when something like this hit. You know where I ran each and every time? Church Epiphany.
That's
you gotta run the family. You gotta run the family. When my mother passed, I did that show the same evening because I had to be with my family.
You know, as we're here, for real, I don't know if you had a poem to spit. I just happened to glance at the time, man. But, you know, considering one of our own encountered something so recent that, you know, I'm not even going to pretend to imagine how he feels right now, yet strong enough to come through and still be able to share with us, knowing what rests inside of his heart. I understand about that. So I wanted to be able to just get you on, because I can always speak on behalf of Epiphany family, but we know that you make this whole thing possible. So I didn't know if you had a poem to fit with us or a few words of inspiration, but I wanted to get you on the line, as we only have about three more minutes before they shut us down tonight. So I'm gonna take a step back and turn it over to you, brother.
Hey, at this time, man, I just, like I say, you know, I just want Paul to know that, you know, he is covered. You know, the family is covered, and we wish him, not only him, but the family well during this time, man. It's a bad time for our brother. And just to be able to say hello to the Epiphany family and the listeners is great for me right now. It was a great show, a very inspirational show, and I'm touched sitting here taking care of this patient tonight. And right now, like I say, you know, poem is all good, but I'd rather send my heart out to all of y'all at this time. And that's that piece.
Bless.
If arthritis wasn't affecting my hands, I'd be snapping.
Much love and
well,
much love, y'all.
Much love, love on my team.
Love you for real.
One love, one love.
Love you, bro. That love right there.
Brother, we're going to get cut off, but I'm going to share something just in behalf of the recent events, if I may, and then I'm just something really short, if I may, while I have you on the phone. Is that all right, Paul? Because I got about a minute left, okay?
Please do.
For your strength is made perfect in my time of weakness, and your grace is sufficient upon me. For you, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, reminding me of the truth which has been refreshed back into my remembrance, that you alone, Elohim, knows and loves me better than anyone else, having gathered me back in Jesus' name for my own deliverance, giving me victory over all life's trials and tribulations, for I have been tested through patience and prayer, that with every test there's an increase to my testimony, and I give glory to you, Father God, being anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, letting my request be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard my heart and mind through Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. This episode has ended, but I just need to give you that, brother.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
Amen.
Nothing needs to be said to that. My brother, would you post that in the event page and share it with me, please? I want to share that with the family in the morning.
I certainly will, brother. I certainly will. I want to say good night. We are officially off the air, but we are still together as family. Anything you need, you connect with us. We're here for you. my prayers are being sent for you. I'm going to post this in the event page. And one love, one mic. We are family.
One love.
Love you, my brother.
One mic.
One love,
God bless
one
you all.
One
God
love,
bless
one
all. Good night, all.
Good night.
God bless.